Through me, the way into the suffering city. Through me, the way to the eternal pain. Through me, the way that runs among the lost. Justice urged on my high artificer. My maker was divine authority, the highest wisdom, and the primal love. Before me, nothing but eternal things were made, and I endure eternally. Abandon all hope, ye who enter here. These words, their aspect was obscure. I read inscribed above a gateway, and I said, Master, their meaning is difficult for me. And he to me, as one who comprehends. Here one must leave behind all hesitation. Here every cowardice must meet its death. For we have reached the place of which I spoke, where you will see the miserable people, those who have lost the good of the intellect. And when, with gladness in his face, he placed his hand upon my arm to comfort me, he drew me in among the hidden things. Here sighs and lamentations and loud cries were echoing across the starless air, so that as soon as I set out, I wept. Strange utterances, horrible pronouncements, accents of anger, words of suffering, and voices shrill and faint and beating hands, all went to make a tumult that will whirl forever through that turbid, timeless air, like sand that eddies when a whirlwind swirls. And I, my head oppressed by horror, said, Master, what is it that I hear? Who are those people so defeated by their pain? And he to me, this miserable way is taken by the sorry souls of those who lived without disgrace and without praise. They now commingle with the coward angels, the company of those who were not rebels nor faithful to their God, but stood apart. The heavens, that their beauty not be lessened, have cast them out, nor will deep hell receive them. Even the wicked cannot glory in them. And I, what is it, Master, that oppresses these souls, compelling them to wail so loud? He answered, I shall tell you in a few words. Those who are here can place no hope in death, and their blind life is so abject that they are envious of every other fate. The world will let no fame of theirs endure. Both justice and compassion must disdain them. Let us not talk of them, but look and pass. And I, looking more closely, saw a banner that as it wheeled about, raced on, so quick that any respite seemed unsuited to it. Behind that banner trailed so long a file of people, I should never have believed that death could have unmade so many souls. After I had identified a few, I saw and recognized the shade of him who made, through cowardice, the great refusal. At once I understood with certainty, this company contained the cowardly, hateful to God and to his enemies. These wretched ones, who never were alive, went naked and were stung again by horseflies and by wasps that circled them. The insects streaked their faces with their blood, which mingled with their tears, fell at their feet, where it was gathered up by sickening worms. And then, I could see a crowd along the bank of the great river, at which I said, Allow me now to know who are these people, Master, and what law has made them seem so eager for the crossing, as I can see despite the feeble light. And he to me, when we have stopped along the melancholy shore of Acheron, then all these matters will be plain to you. At that, with eyes ashamed, downcast, and fearing that what I said had given him offense, I did not speak until we reached the river. And here, advancing toward us in a boat, an aged man, his hair was white with years, was shouting, Woe to you, corrupted souls! Forget your hope of ever seeing heaven. I come to lead you to the other shore, to the eternal dark, to fire and frost. And you, approaching there, you living soul, keep well away from these. They are the dead. But when he saw I made no move to go, he said, Another way and other harbors, not here. will bring you passage to your shore. A lighter craft will have to carry you. My guide said, Charon, don't torment yourself. Our passage has been willed above, where one can do what he has willed, and ask no more. Now silence fell upon the woody cheeks of Charon, pilot of the livid marsh, whose eyes were ringed about with wheels of flame. But all those spirits, naked and exhausted, had lost their color, and they gnashed their teeth as soon as they heard Charon's cruel words. They execrated God and their own parents and humankind, and then the place and time of their conception seed and of their birth. Then they foregathered, huddled in one throng, weeping aloud along that wretched shore, which waits for all who have no fear of God. The demon Charon, with his eyes like embers, by signaling to them, had all embark. His oar strikes anyone who stretches out. As in the autumn, leaves detach themselves, first one and then the other, till the bough sees all its fallen garments on the ground. Similarly, the evil seed of Adam descended from the shoreline one by one, when signaled as a falcon called will come. So do they move across the darkened waters. Even before they reach the farther shore, new ranks already gather on this bank. My son, the gracious master said to me, those who have died beneath the wrath of God, all these assemble here from every country, and they are eager for the river crossing, because celestial justice spurs them on, so that their fear is turned into desire. No good soul ever takes its passage here. Therefore, if Charon has complained of you, by now you can be sure what his words mean. And after this was said, the darkened plain quakes so tremendously, the memory of terror then bathes me in sweat again. A whirlwind burst out of the tear-drenched earth, a wind that crackled with a blood-red light, a light that overcame all of my senses, and like a man whom sleep has seized, I fell.